what would we call the political party system in America? Is it like a zookeeper for unruly political candidates? Jurassic World for the likes of Trumposaurus, Rubioraptor, or Carcinopteryx?
We should have moderators who are interested in disseminating the information as opposed to, gotcha.
You would think in a debate with CNBC they would talk about things like the economy instead of some of the issues that came up, but anyway.
How do you have a debate on the economy and never mention Obamacare?
Sounds like the Republican National Committee might be having some trouble with some unruly candidates who weren't too happy with those widely watched television debates.
Well, look, there's 14 campaigns, and so, you know, it takes a few people, I guess, to create a narrative. But no, the truth is we're involved, we're in control, we're setting the calendar.
We're setting the calendar, we're in control, says RNC Chairman Reince Priebus on ABC News. Do you feel like maybe we've seen this movie? Case in point, the RNC was not invited to a meeting on Sunday led by several of the presidential campaigns dissatisfied with the way things have gone so far. The CNBC debate fiasco was not calmed by the Republican National Committee's decision to suspend its partnership with NBC News. Reince Priebus assures us that the animals are not running the park, but maybe it's the RNC that's the dinosaur here. Candidates with money, celebrity, and social media don't need anybody between them and the voters anymore. What's the line from Jurassic Park?
I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
Ooh, Jeff Goldblum there. I guess we would say democracy finds a way. Joining me now is Thomas Rath, founder of the firm Rath, Young and Pignatelli, and former Attorney General of New Hampshire. He served as senior national advisor to the presidential campaigns of Bob Dole, George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, and many others. Thomas Rath, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
So is that a reasonable metaphor? The RNC is trying to marshal and herd some unruly candidates here? Or is it better for the candidates to have unfettered access to voters? What do you think is going on here?
Well, I think that clip you've just played, Jeff Goldblum is explaining what he calls the chaos theory. And I think anybody who tries to eliminate chaos from a presidential selection process probably is ill-advised and better be prepared to accept what you get. It's hard. It's very hard for the party, for the candidates, for the moderators, for the sponsors to create a model situation. And frankly, you don't get to a model situation until you have candidates from each party and you only have two people on the stage and one moderator. This is very, very difficult to do.
Now, we were told, and there's been a lot of reporting on this, that the whole idea here of Reince Priebus and the strategy of the RNC was to try to prevent what happened to Mitt Romney back in 2012, that he got all beat to hell during the primary debates and was therefore a damaged candidate by the time we got to the general. But it's not gone so well. Do you think that's the narrative that's happening here?
I don't know. I mean, Romney was a very strong and enduring front runner. And for all the faults that people now in second-guessing cite to that campaign, he was in the lead when it began. He never lost the lead as a practical matter and was the nominee fairly reasonably early in the process. It's different here. This is a much more wide open circumstance. We've had front runners. Certainly, Governor Bush was a front runner. That didn't last long. Mr. Trump is now, but there's some indication that that's moving. It's a very movable feast right now. I don't know that we have a clear leader. And in that circumstance, when you have the top candidate in the polls at 26, people who are at 3, 4, and 5 are still very, very competitive in this thing, given what can happen when we actually start voting. Part of this is because of the extraordinarily long run-up to actual voter participation. It's just a long, long time from when you announce and when people actually vote. So you rely on things like polls and visibility, and I'm not sure those are necessarily the true test of a candidacy.
Although it seems like we're seeing something different here, and we've just seen it in the House with the fight over the conservative caucus in the House and who's going to be speaker in the House. It seems like the RNC is trying to paper over a division within the Republican electorate. that just can't be papered over anymore. And the candidates emerging here and exploding are just telling us that the RNC is either two parties or it's dead.
Well, I was a member of the RNC for 10 years, and especially when you're out of power, when you don't have the White House, anarchy is the sort of rule of the day.
So you would agree it's anarchy.
I would agree
right
that
now.
It's very. I think first of all, I have a high degree of respect for Reince Priebus and his management of the RNC, as evidenced by the very successful 2014 election cycle. It's hard when you have ego and well-financed folks who are playing by their own rules. And to them, the RNC is a necessary nuisance as opposed to a helpmate. And because the RNC must stay neutral, and I believe it does, you're gonna find these stresses and strains. You've got very, very strong-willed individuals who believe, just give me five more minutes in front of that camera and the world's going to fall in love with me. So there is a fight, constant fight for attention.
Some would say that Citizens United is the enabler here of candidates. I mean, it used to be the case in the old days, turn of the 20th century, that the parties, you know, picked the candidates behind closed doors. Powerful, sometimes rich people were responsible for the picking of the candidates. Occasionally an outlier would emerge. Now it seems like the candidates want to do that themselves if they have the money and just muscle the party out of the way. Do you think that's what's going on?
I think then was then and now is now. You're not going to change the rules. You're not going to go back. The more you open up the process, the less disciplined it's going to be. And I think we've seen that over and over again. The opposites of the Democratic Party, where you have a very disciplined front runner who is basically systematically cutting out all opposition. The Republican is much more rambunctious, and I think it's likely to stay so at least through when we finally start voting in February.
But, of course, the Democrats have the White House, which makes the point you were making earlier. Thomas Rath, thanks so much. Fascinating discussion.
Thank you for having me.
Thomas Rath is the founder of the firm Rath, Young & Pignatelli and former Attorney General of New Hampshire. He served as senior national advisor to the presidential campaigns of Bob Dole, George W. Bush, Mitt Romney, and many others.